This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day three of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry about to get started as Republican Representative Doug Collins discusses what he's expecting to hear today.
Well, I think you're going to see a continued attack on the substance, and a continued attack on the fact that there was nothing that was wrong, there was nothing improper.
The House Intelligence Committee will this morning be questioning the National Security Council Ukraine expert, Colonel Alexander Vindman, and Vice Presidential Aide and Russia Specialist Jennifer Williams. Then this afternoon, Ukraine Special Envoy Kurt Volker and a former NSC official, Tim Morrison, will be testifying. An American man and an Australian man held by the Taliban for over 3 years have been freed in a prisoner exchange today. Kevin King and Timothy Weeks had been held for 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And Doug.
Yoto, my office, now!
Limo Imo, Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limo keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Houston Police Department is changing its uniform policy to honor a fallen Harris County Sheriff's deputy, as Deputy Sandeep Dalawal was the first Harris County deputy allowed to wear a turban while on duty, and he was shot and killed during a September traffic stop. Houston Police Chief Art Acevedo and the Houston mayor have announced that all officers will be allowed to wear turbans and other religious articles of clothing while on duty. FedEx CEO Fred Smith challenging the publisher of the New York Times to a debate over a front-page story in the paper. Smith saying this week's story that claimed the company went from a tax liability of $1.5 billion in 2017 to zero last year is an outrageous distortion. Smith now challenging the Times publisher, A.G. Salzberger, to debate about issues like federal tax policy. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Turning now to the economy, the very latest on gas prices, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
There's a wide gap across the nation with a price at the pump in California at $3.94 a gallon. Louisiana has the lowest at $2.16. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us those prices are expected to decrease even more in the coming weeks.
Average gas prices are likely to continue slowly drifting lower as we progress into the fall and winter months, a time of year when gasoline demand weakens and refineries are returning from maintenance season.
A fascinating new study out, it finds personality traits have a direct impact on how people spend their money in retirement. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
According to the report from the American Psychological Association, people who are more open to new experiences often spend their savings more quickly than those who are introverted. And it was also found that those with with a more negative outlook about life are also more likely to spend their savings faster than those who have a more positive outlook. The study was done by looking at personality and psychological data from over 3,600 people aged 50 and older, and then pairing it with tax data. The study suggests financial experts should take a client's personality into consideration when creating retirement strategies instead of focusing primarily on the client's financial situation. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I took my family on a vacation like the one you're about to hear about, and we had an amazing time. And the best part about it was the price.
If you're looking for an amazing, fun-filled vacation for you and your family for an unbelievable price, keep listening for details on how you can get a fabulous four-day vacation for just $99. Westgate Resorts has been a leader in affordable vacation plans since 1982, and now you can choose from over 10 beautiful resort destinations across the United States, like Orlando, Florida, or the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So whether you love world famous theme parks or the tranquility of nature, Westgate Resorts has your next dream vacation. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 to call, we'll tell you about our $29 Las Vegas special. Call right now to book your amazing vacation for only $99.
800-883-1612. 800-883-1612. Call 800-883-1612. This advertisement is being used for the purpose of soliciting sales of a timeshare plan. Restrictions apply. Go to westgateterms.com for complete offer terms.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing, America? Hey, good to have you with us. We've got a lot going on for the rest of the week. King Klein's going to be on here in just a moment. We're going to be talking not only about his book, which we had talked about earlier, his book, The Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump. But if you go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com, you will see that Ken has now delivered a documentary that is partnering with this book that is absolutely outstanding. It is brilliant. And we're going to brag more about that in just a moment. Also, last night I had a chance. I just want to give you a heads up. Jacqueline Eloff, dear friend of mine, who works and partners with Joel Osteen in Houston at Lakewood Church, is going to come on. We're going to talk about the Kanye sensation that was ignited, and it's just amazing. And she was greatly impressed, and like all of us, you know, a bit cautious and understanding. Here's somebody who has just been able to capture an incredible amount of attention and what possible good there could be done. But also, there's a lot of antithetical forces, as you can imagine. Ken Klein is with us. Let's bring him on now. Ken, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, I'm sure you are probably taking note of, Kanye West, his new album. I mean, here he's gone from rapper with all the language and what have you. And he says that, religion has been a part of his life, but he seems to have made a sincere commitment.
Yeah, that's fantastic news. And I know he's touching a lot of people for Jesus, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, amen. And I thought it was a matter of time. I don't know, something told me that there was going to be some sort of convergence with he and Joel Osteen. I don't know why, but it just came up. And, sure enough, here it is. And, he really lit it up there in Houston, as he's been doing, just going out. I mean, he's been into prisons and, just ministering to people in prisons as well. As I mentioned yesterday, and I will continue to remind everybody, that when somebody is being used of God in this degree, you know there's going to be spiritual attacks. It's so the shield of faith, not only that he must use, which is all part of the full armor of God that we can exercise, he needs to become very adept in the use of said shield of faith, as well as all the others that are praying for Kanye as he continues to minister to. I think, you know, what could very well happen out of this film, out of this whole process, Ken, is that I see him having a positive effect on the racial divide that has been plaguing our nation for, 200 years?
Yeah, that's right. So I hope that's true.
Yeah, I hope so. I pray it is. Anyway, let's talk about the deep state prophecy and Les Trump. I had a chance to see the movie. Wow, what an outstanding job, by the way.
Thank you. It was amazing. I wrote the. I went to London. I went to New York. I went to Washington D.C. to film it. And then, you know, when you do a kind of a documentary thing, and I do documentary prophecies. You know, I put prophecies into movies, and it's an exciting, fun, and difficult job. But then I went to Oregon. I live in California, to write the script, because you usually write a script after you shoot the thing. And I had to go through eye surgery while I was there.
Oh, wow.
And, and there was monumental snowfall, and like all these things happening. And God helped me write that script, and I'm really pleased with how it came out.
Well, I love what you've done. I do want to be up front and address the whole issue of prophecy, because sometimes people think, oh, this is, you know, it's kind of wiggy stuff or whatever. But, you know, prophecy is real. And this is what defines our God and makes him so distinct, is he's spoken constantly throughout time and history of his creation of what was going to happen. I mean, what other God can you compare to our God that says, okay, I'm going to tell you this is the way it is, and this is the way it's going to be, and this is the way it's going to end up. And as we know, in the prophetic realm, and I don't want to lose people here, and I don't want people to be intimidated by this. I want them to understand what this is. This is like a, you know, if you want to break it down, say, what's like a weather forecast? And we know how inaccurate the weather forecast can be, but this is even better, because this is coming from the Creator himself, who is saying this is how things are going to happen. And when you look back and see and consider the predictions or the prophecies of God, so far he's betting 1,000%, and analysts say that that covers about 66 to 70% of what God said was going to happen. So my question to other people is saying that if God's hitting at 1,000% so far with about 70% of the forecast, what are the chances that he's that the remaining third or 30% is going to be 1,000% correct?
Yeah, well, you know, God sees the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end, and then he projects from his vantage point into our world so that we can see. Mm-hmm. And most of us see very superficially. We don't have an objective view of our times. And so much of prophecy isn't necessarily about the future. It's prophecy is also foretelling, not just foretelling. And the foretelling it kind of shows us the trends of what's been happening up until, and not excluding the future, but so much of prophecy is historical.
Exactly.
And as we look backward, it's like looking back at the wake of a ship. I like to use that as an image. And as you see the wake, you go, well, I see the way we're going by looking backwards. In fact, when John is receiving the book of Revelation, which most people think is totally future, and it's not, he says to John at the beginning, I heard a voice behind me, and I had to turn around to see the voice. Mm-hmm. So the whole book of Revelation is about turning around and looking backward so that we can see forward.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do in this film. We show the prophecies, how they have been being fulfilled for hundreds and hundreds of years. And then from that viewpoint, people can see where everything is going.
Yeah, that God is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And I like how you opened up the fact that you said, hey, let's go and let's look back. And you took us through, you know, our history, the history of the world and these different empires. And, you know, they didn't happen just by happenstance. It was by design, and it was God ordained, was it not?
Well, that's the point of this. The whole film is to give people a mountaintop view of our times. And one of the things that you find in totalitarian governments and systems is the burning of history books and the rewriting of history.
Yes.
So people cannot see. You see it in Russia, you see it in Germany, and states where there is a desire for the the king to control everything. They don't want people to know the past. But that's what God brings to us in the prophetic writings. The forthtelling and the foretelling are combined, and that's what the Lord gives to us in the prophetic writing. So it's important we don't just look at things as projective into the future, but actually this panoramic view of our existence here on this planet.
Well, George Orwell's 1984 is coming to be, you know, coming to rebirth and becoming very popular again. And of course, that was one of my favorite sayings from his book, is that he who controls the past controls the future. We've got more
That's
from
right.
Ken Klein. We're talking about his movie, The Deep
Final
State Prophecy.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This season, get immune support you can really count on with Quantum Nutrition Labs Nucleotide Complex, Colostrum, and Olive Leaf Support. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578 or visit us online at qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of the Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you think that works. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
fresh and independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. At 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Ken Klein continues with us, the filmmaker, author, explorer, athlete, pastor, and particularly author of the book, The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, which is now a movie. And let me tell you, it is an incredible gift to all of us because it will help you reconnect with your history. We're not going to have enough time to go through the whole process, but he takes us through the key leaders, the key nations of human history, and gets us into America, because a lot of people, when they look at the Bible and they go, okay, where is America here in the book of Revelations? But I want people to understand that here we are. America is the prominent force today. And will it continue, Ken?
Well, I want to say this. My film is free. It's my Christmas gift to America.
Wow, thank you.
I spent a fortune. You can get the trailer if you want to take the time to look at it at KenKleinProductions.net. KenKleinProductions.net. And look at the trailer and take the time, and then you're going to want to watch this film.
Yes.
And it's my gift. It's my gift. Mm-hmm. For 2 months, I'm making it a free gift.
Yes.
So I encourage everybody to take a look at it. Now, in light of the time issue that we have, I'll be glad to come back and do another program if you like.
But yes.
In light of this time issue, as far as America's concerned, if people would just read the Declaration of Independence, which most people have never read, mm-hmm. they would find out about this conflict between what the Bible calls the beast. A beast is a seven-headed image with 10 horns, and I know it's been worked to death by the theologians and teachers, mm-hmm. but it extends all the way back into human history, to the Egyptian Empire, all the way to the end of time. It's this panoramic view of the world powers. And when America and the pilgrims were incensed at the King of England and the British Empire, they broke out of there. It was a violent breakaway from the beast system that had been plaguing the world for thousands of years. And they came to America and they set up this country called the United States of America. But if you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll find out the causes which energized the founding fathers of this country to break away from the grip. Mm-hmm. Of the beast, and they came here to set up this country. But since they've come here, and since this nation's been established, there's always been a snake in the grass. There's always been an element. There's always been a poison in this country to try to bring it down. And you can see it at the beginning in Aaron Burr, who was a British spy, mm-hmm. who shot Alexander Hamilton, the father of the American banking system, in a famous duel in New Jersey. And you can see it in Benedict Arnold, who was clearly a traitor.
Yes.
of the British Empire. And throughout the history of the United States, there's been this attempt by the British to gain control of the United States. And nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, they speak English. I know.
No.
But there are
right.
powers inside the British system that have never really relinquished their sense of superiority over the earth, and especially the United States. I went to London to film, and I was sitting at this hotel bar and having dinner there. And I got into an argument with these guys behind the bar, and they said, well, America's a British invention. I started laughing. I started laughing because there's this sense of superiority, even in the common people, that mm-hmm. Britain and the British Empire invented the United States. And I said, well, didn't you hear about the American Revolution?
Right. Well, you know, Ken, to your whole point here, you know, I've been telling our audience, when you go back, it's not like we had 100% agreement with the founding fathers. There were antithetical viewpoints at the time, people still loyal to the crown, and they resisted that. And so they may have lost the battle, but they continued and figured, okay, we're just going to attack from a different direction. And those forces have continued. And it's quite interesting the way you bring out in the documentary this free gift that you're giving to people, which, by the way, is linked on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com. It is absolutely brilliant. But go ahead, Ken. Go ahead.
Yeah, and so you see in this duel that I portray in the film between Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton, it was all about banking. Who would control money? Who would control credit in this hemisphere? And Burr killed Hamilton, but Hamilton wanted to have a banking system controlled by American nationalists. Aaron Burr wanted the bank to be controlled by, international bankers, i.e., the British banking system. Mm-hmm. And that duel is kind of like a metaphor of this conflict that's been going on for a couple hundred years now, that's now surfacing in this conflict between the red mm-hmm. bloods and the blue bloods,
yeah.
red states and the blue states.
And let me say this: the theatrical version of Hamilton doesn't bring this out, ladies and gentlemen. So this is an absolute bonus, and you need to get your brain around this dynamic because it continues to play out. And as Ken is showing, this is a metaphor, but this is real. This is what's going on in our country today.
That's exactly right. And this objectivity will keep people from going insane with the political paralysis that's happening in the mainstream media, because all they do is talk about today's details, but we don't see the big picture mm-hmm. because we're caught up in the heat of the argument. But people need to see this from an objective viewpoint, so they'll, it says that, so having done everything to stand, because we're fighting against forces of darkness mm-hmm. That we cannot comprehend. And so this film is an objective understanding of history and what we can expect in the future. So it's really important for our country and the people of our country, whether you are a Republican or Democrat, to see the spiritual impact of what's happening in the political world.
And the idea, Ken, is that America is a peanut because there's a bigger picture. And you bring this out in the documentary. Explain to our audience, because this is the question that comes up when we, you know, debate over Nancy Pelosi and what the Democrats are doing and the move to socialism. I mean, all this is a ruse. I mean, there is a bigger plan in all this, right? So
yeah,
explain to our audience the end game. What's the end game here?
The end game. In fact, I have actually named the film Four Horsemen of the End Game. But I changed the name because I knew people would be more prone to be interested in anything that has the word Trump related to it.
Yes.
The end game is that the planet is undergoing tremendous torques between the forces of darkness and the forces of God. And that's the big picture. But we're caught up in the valley here in this infighting against each other. And mm-hmm. if people would just take the time to see, oh, my gosh, this is what's really happening, it'll give them a greater sense of the need for prayer mm-hmm. For those that are in authority over us. I mean, these people that are antagonistic towards our country, i.e., Jacob Schiff, and is that his first name, Jacob?
Adam Schiff. Yeah.
Well, there was a Jacob Schiff that was an international banker. He was the one in 1890 that says we're going to have a new world order whether we want it or not. And that's what this is about, is these two paradigms in conflict. But these people that are antagonistic and so full of acrimony and hatred, God loves them, and we need to pray for them because they're in deep trouble.
Right.
And not hate them back, but it'll give us a greater sense of the calling of God to us. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. And this film helps us see the light of God in our times and motivates us to be people that pray, that his temple, which we are, is a house of prayer. We need to be praying for these people that are so deceived mm-hmm. and fighting against this country and our president.
Well, Ken, as we said now, we do need to bring you back because Donald Trump plays a huge role here, because what we're coming to, again, the end game for them is a new world order. And as you say, it's about the money. You follow the money, and it's quite telling that this is their controlling force that they're using in order to force fit everyone into this new world order. Ken Klein has been our guest. The Deep State Prophecy and the Last Trump, this documentary is his gift to you. Take advantage of it. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you. Right.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day 3 of public hearings in the House impeachment inquiry about to get started as Republican Representative Doug Collins discusses what he's expecting to hear today.
Well, I think you're going to see a continued attack on the substance, a continued attack on the fact that there was nothing that was wrong, there's nothing improper.
The House Intelligence Committee will this morning be questioning the National Security Council Ukraine expert, Colonel Alexander Vindman, and Vice Presidential Aide and Russia Specialist Jennifer Williams. Then this afternoon, Ukraine Special Envoy Kurt Volker and a former NSC official Tim Morrison will be testifying. An American man and an Australian man held by the Taliban for over 3 years have been freed in a prisoner exchange today. Kevin King and Timothy Weeks had been held for 3 years. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
It's that time once again. We're back with you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And it's also time for America's Money Answers Man. Yes, we're talking Jordan Goodman right now. Jordan, how are we doing?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good. Boy, I'll tell you, as if Donald Trump doesn't already have his hands full with all this contention. It's like, oh, let's just pick on the Fed. Why not?
Yeah, he had a speech just recently with the Economic Club of New York where he said that he wants negative interest rates. So this is what they have in Europe, mm-hmm. where literally you put money into a bond or a CD and you get back less than you put in. You don't earn anything. You actually lose something on that. It's about $17 trillion worth of bonds around the world now currently selling at negative interest rates.
Negative interest rates. I mean, that's almost like the Elizabeth Warren deal.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I'm just saying.
You just keep spending and it'll all go away. But anyway.
Yeah, because you're wealthy. And you know, what's a couple pennies here, a couple pennies there for you, right?
So the Fed's not going to do negative interest rates. As it is, they've lowered rates 3 times this year after having raised rates 4 times mm-hmm. last year. But he keeps browbeating them. He said if the Fed had lowered rates even more this year, mm-hmm. that the stock market would have been that much higher. Well, that's possible, but, I mean, the Fed has to do what it has to do. Now, I think it's quite extraordinary we have rates as low as they are, mm-hmm. with unemployment at 50-year lows, 3.5% basically, mm-hmm. with all-time record high number of people employed, inflation 1.7%, you know, well under the 2% target. Mm-hmm. I think it's amazing interest rates are this low. Normally you'd think with an economy that strong, you'd have interest rates of 5 and 6%. So to be pounding on them with rates this low, saying they should go negative, I think is kind of beyond the pale a little bit.
Maybe a little bit, but that's like anything, any kind of negotiation. Have you ever negotiated with Russians before?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's like, hey, they already have your shoes and your socks, and they still want more. It's so much left, man. Come on. But, you know, it's all part of the hyperbole of negotiation, and I understand how that works. So it's, you know, some of this stuff, you just have to, chuckle and, you know, take it as entertainment.
I guess so, yeah. But, I mean, the Federal Reserve, I don't think, has been lowering rates because of Trump. I think it's done it despite him to some extent.
Well, certainly they're not going to admit it. I mean, after all what they did with the previous regime, I mean, they really buttressed up that administration.
Well, they kept interest rates at zero for basically 8 years. That's correct.
Yeah, and plus they kept printing money, too. We got, $6 trillion in paper money out there flying
interest
around.
Interest rates were at zero, correct, and the balance sheet went from about $600 billion to $4.5 trillion. Under Obama, and that money, for the most part, is why the stock market went up so much. It was refloating the value of assets, which helps people that have stocks and people that have real estate. The people who don't have stocks or real estate didn't really benefit from it that much.
Well, you know, you bring this up because this is something that Joe Biden said the other day again, and this comes, it cycles in every once in a while as you get the former president's economist wizards who claim that, look at the economy that we have today, it's all Barack Obama's fault.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's now been 3 years.
Are we stretching things a bit?
Stretching things a little bit, yes. I mean, clearly the tax cuts helped give a big boost to the economy. Clearly the deregulation has helped. And the stock market's done really well.
And the fact you got people back to work, Jordan.
Correct.
I mean, come on. This all has an effect on GDP, which, of course, President Obama had said, 1.8, 1.7, somewhere in there. That's about the best we're going to be able to do. Thank God Trump wasn't taking notes on that memo.
Well, the first year was about 4%. This year it'll be 2.5%, something like that. But considering we've had the trade war,
it's
pretty amazing to have growth even at 2% with all the tariffs and all the back and forth with China going on.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing about politics that really upsets me, Jordan, because I think of the everyman out there on Main Street America and these things where the government gets in the way and all this politicking going on because, you know, people don't like Donald Trump. And, you know, they keep saying, well, they don't want Donald Trump to get a win. Heck with Donald Trump. How about the American people? We deserve a win. You know, it's like,
we do.
Come on, you know?
Well, we've had some wins despite the headwinds here.
Exactly.
Yes. So,
But I hope voters are taking notes to find out who's on their side to really that their vote does count and they make sure it's rendered in a direction where we get this economy, you know, really revved up and going. I mean, you imagine if we had some a little bit of cooperation going on here, I think our GDP, I still maintain we'd be looking at 4-5%, the trade deals with China. I mean, Japan's already said, hey, I'm in. USMCA is low hanging fruits right there. All Nancy Pelosi has to do is just sign a deal, send it to the Senate and lickety split. And how many jobs do we got waiting on
a lot.
That?
Right. I mean, the big one is China, and hopefully we're going to get some kind of a deal. It seems promising right now. Anything could happen, but they know that if they don't get a deal done by December 15th, they're going to raise tariffs even more. So that's a kind of a sword of Damocles hanging over them.
Well, exactly. And then meanwhile, they're looking at all this impeachment stuff that's going on. It's like, you know, the damage that the Democrats are doing to this country right now, I think is going to be felt for a number of years. And just hopefully we can get through this this morass sooner than later.
Yeah. I mean, I think with the impeachment, it's clear. It's going to get impeached in the House. He's not going to get thrown out in the Senate, and it's as though the whole thing never happened. That's the bottom line. Yeah.
Well, they say, look, it's all about politics, and this is the stuff that makes people not like so much politicians.
Right. I agree with you.
Saying, okay. All right. So I understand you've been working hard late at night. I mean, you and all of Santa's helpers working on a new app here?
Well, my website, moneyanswers.com, has just come out with a brand new upgraded version where I've got everything you could possibly imagine on there, 20 different areas of resources on credit, on travel, on taxes, on making side hustle money. Healthcare, just all kinds of things. So people, I would really encourage them to go take a look at moneyanswers.com. And just to give you one idea of one of the new resources I'm offering here, Bill, there's something called MetaShare, which is an alternative to health insurance. Now, with health insurance, you pay these premiums. They keep going up and up and up. And the health insurance company's job, as they say, is to say no, 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 right? You keep paying more and more for getting less and less. So this is an alternative to that model. That's a for-profit model. The not-for-profit model is what's called health sharing. So what happens is you have a bank account, in effect, and you put money into it in your name and make monthly contributions based on your income to that. That money on deposit is spent for your medical expenses. But if other people have more expenses that are in their accounts, your money kind of cost sharing with them.
Right, exactly.
But in reverse, if your medical expenses are higher than you've contributed, contributions from other members make up for the difference. What a difference this makes, because you're paying roughly half of what you would be in traditional premiums, but yet no matter what medical bills you have, they have $2 and $3 million bills from heart transplants or whatever it may be, it still gets covered. So it's a fantastic thing for lots and lots of people. They've been around since 1993. They've paid over $5 billion in medical expenses since that time. Wow. And it's an alternative. A lot of people just don't know about it. It's called health sharing. Now, so what they do is go to moneyanswers.com, look under the resources under health, and they'll see a whole write-up of this thing. And there we go. There's a way for people to save a huge amount of money on their health insurance and still get covered completely.
Yeah, what a great idea. See, this is what happens when you need the government out. And
exactly.
You know, a lot of things happen at the community level, and that's how this started. I'm very familiar with it.
It is.
And it just developed organically. And it's a natural evolution the way it has come along. And the amount of people, I mean, you know, good-minded people, which is most of America, you know, participating and shouldering the health, you know, the health responsibilities. I mean, and not in a in an inordinate way, you know. And by that I mean it's not like we're turning this into some sort of entitlement program.
No, you have to contribute. You have to contribute. But if your bills are get hit with some big bills, they're going to get covered. As I say, the insurance company's job is to say no. The health sharing people's job is to say yes, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
And they find a way to make it happen. Now, to join, you can't be a smoker. They're going to take out people who are going to be, you know, have huge expenses. But other than that, if you're healthy, you can get in there. There is an out-of-pocket maximum, can go up to $10,500. But the bills are shared at 100% as opposed to insurance companies, typically 80%. You've got 20% copayment yourself.
Yeah.
So it's an alternative a lot of people have not heard about that can help a lot of your listeners out.
No, it's awesome. And the other thing, too, Jordan, which we've talked about before, is this, you know, this crosses, you know, state lines.
Correct.
So this isn't something that's just in one state or
it's a national program. That
exactly.
is correct.
No,
that's correct.
It
and you can use any health provider as well. They do have a network, and if you go in network, I think you save 40% off of what you would out of network. But you can use out of network doctors. You're just going to have to pay a little bit more.
Exactly.
But you're exactly right. This is the private sector coming up with an alternative that actually works. It helps a lot of people have a real problem paying these huge health care premiums all these days, and now there's an alternative for it. So hopefully that'll help you, and that's just one example of many of the new resources I've added now to MoneyAnswers.com.
Jordan, thank you. As always, appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? Pay off loans? Save it? Do something fun? Well, it's something you may need to think about if you become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it works. You can save big time on your healthcare costs, and you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either. Find out more. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40. 855-SHARE-40.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
You want a hemp extract you can trust. One that is cultivated, harvested, produced, and packaged with quality in mind. One that undergoes extensive laboratory testing. Introducing Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Hemp Extract. Support mood, stress management, sleep, neuromodulation, a healthy inflammatory response, and the alleviation of minor aches and pains. Knowing you have the best quality hemp available, call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I know it sounds a little harsh, but, you know, but think about it. I mean, do you want to be enslaved? I mean, this is what this country's all about. It's living in freedom. Why not? Let's enjoy. But we got to get this country back on track and got to be true to its values. Ken Klein's new movie, by the way, as I mentioned, it is at his website, but also linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Free movie. Okay. And it is a great, let me tell you, it is a great history lesson, because it will give you a real quick overview of how we got to where we are in going back to the history of man. And, you know, as we talk in prophetic terms, the heads, you know, the seven heads of the beast and what they represent. Well, I'll tell you, it is a great study and a great reminder of understanding all the different empires and how we got, you know, to America today. And how America is the prevailing empire, and you know, and what the end game is in all this. I mean, because people wonder, they go, okay, look at, you know, Trump is being castigated, all these, you know, this impeachment stuff and everything. This isn't new. I mean, this isn't a big surprise, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is all part and parcel of that that deep state. You want to call it the deep state? You want to call it the United Nations? Whatever you want to call it. Because it's all part of it. Because the reason, I mean, the whole reason that United Nations, you know, came to exist. I mean, think about what the end game was for them, and what they wanted to, what they wanted to happen. I mean, basically, it's that everybody would live in peace. This Kumbaya movement. So the answer to this man's answer was not to seek God. It was to seek a government, a worldly government that would control everything, and hence the one world government. And who's going to be the minister of that one world government? Well, the infrastructure is set up in such a way that it would be done through the United Nations. So, like I said, very, very powerful. You will appreciate it, especially in light of the comparison that he demonstrates in the documentary of looking at Trump Tower as the bastion of, you know, capitalism, and what most people would think in America represents the heart and soul of America. And then right across the way within viewing point is the United Nations building. Kind of interesting that it would all be in New York, right? Something to think about. Samantha Mao is with us, the good news girl, and we've got all kinds of good news to talk about. Sam, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Always good. Looking forward to talking to you because we get to take a little break from all this heavy stuff that's going on around our world as the impeachment process continues and all the political animus is flying around. But I tell everybody, chill. Just chill. You know, just take it easy and breathe a little bit. I mean, hey, if nothing else, I mean, listen to Kanye West's album. And, boy, I'll tell you, he has really made an impact. In fact, we're going to be talking with Jacqueline Eloff, a good friend of mine, from Lakewood, where Lakewood Church in Houston that Kanye was at over the weekend with Joel Osteen. And, boy, I'll tell you, he started a wildfire there. And there's all kinds of great news stories coming out of that whole experience, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing to see the power that one person's able to have just by, you know, kind of stepping up. And he's, you know, maybe not surrounded by people in his particular, you know, field that would really be preaching or putting themselves out there like he is. And, you know, it's pretty amazing to see, and I'm really interested to know the impact.
Well, I hope for himself and his family that he can sustain it, and the people that he's touched, because a lot of people are coming, you know, they're changing their lives because of Kanye West, and now who would have thunk, you know? And and I think this is why what's so shocking about it is that, and people of faith are, you know, hoping and praying for him that this is a real conversion and that, you know, he's sincere about it. But I'm telling you, what he's doing, and here he is, he gets a bunch of people in Houston, you know, evangelicals that, you know, their idea of church is, hey, get me in, get me out within, you got 60 minutes, you know, so preach it good, preach it fast, get me out of here. And, he had them worshiping God for almost 3 hours the other night. And, as Jacqueline shared with me, she goes, Bill, it went so fast, I didn't even realize that it was 3 hours. It was just, it was so inspiring. I said, wow, that's very cool. So anyway, hey, let's talk about your first story. A man who sacrifices his SUV and his safety to protect pedestrians from a speeding drunk driver. What happened here?
So do you ever think of people that are just in the right place at the right time? Eric Marciano, this is up in Toronto, or I'm sorry, in Montreal, last week. And what happened was he saw an SUV being chased by police, and it turns around. And he's over by a hospital, and there's people that are, you know, doctors and nurses on their lunch breaks, and there's construction crew and all kinds of pedestrians around. And this SUV went speeding through, you know, he had already sped through a red light, but then he makes a U-turn and comes barreling back, like, through the crowd towards the pedestrians. And this guy, Eric, thinking very quickly, knowing that his car can take the hit, takes his SUV, pulls it out, and takes the hit for them so that you know, the pedestrians are saved. And, you know, it was his quick thinking that saved countless lives, because there's no telling, you know, when a car goes through, that's just a bull in a china shop.
Well,
there's
course.
No way to know how many lives he saved. And he didn't even think about his own. He was like, I knew my car could take it. He got hit on the passenger side, and his insurance is not going to hold him responsible, which is, you know, I think obviously the right thing to do, because what choice did he really have if he had the chance to think about it? I just think that's an amazing thing he did.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, well, thank you very much that reason prevailed with the insurance company. This okay. next story you have, of course, we have the new movie about Mr. Rogers coming out this weekend. And we've got a newborn dressed up as Mr. Rogers for World Kindness. I love this. Tell us about that.
That's right. So World Kindness Day, you know, it happened last week. And Mr. Rogers is actually filmed in Pittsburgh. So his wife, actually, Joanne Rogers, she decided that she's going to go to visit this hospital. And one of the nurses there decided to dress up all the little babies in these perfect little Mr. Carter, like in a little Mr. Rogers sweater. She had knitted them.
Oh, wow.
Just perfectly. So every child in the hospital on November 13th, which is World Kindness Day, appropriately was dressed as one of the legendary kind guys that all of us can remember. And you know what I love about Mr. Rogers, and I've talked to you about him before, is he's one of those guys that everybody loves. Everybody is inspired by him and the life that he led. And I mean, honestly, even like it does. I've had my most conservative friends and my most liberal friends all love Mr. Rogers. That's one thing that can unify us all. Is he was just a great guy. And
it's the power of kindness, really, when you think about it. And this movie, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, is coming out this weekend. This is a great gift, let me tell you, for humanity. Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, was a gift to humanity, to kids. You think about the generations of kids that were impacted by his sincere kindness. And as wife says in the movie, it wasn't like he was perfect. I mean, he had his moments, like we all do. I mean, he's a human being. And, you know, with all, you know, all our foibles and everything that we have in common. But he was a man that was, you know, committed himself to the gospel and wanted to live a life that glorified God. And I'm sure that Fred Rogers, when he went through the gates, heard, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." And we get to be blessed. We get to be blessed this weekend in seeing this movie. I'm telling you, this is a must-see. Tell people, look at, pack up the kids, pack up the neighbors, pack everybody up, get them in the car, get to the movie. You will be blessed, and it will be an excellent entree into the Thanksgiving season.
You know, and you know, it's amazing. He's still inspiring all these people all these years later. He just had this show where it was just a children's show, and it impacted us, you know, adults and generations above it. So it's just, you know, I love that. And you know, it's actually Cardigan Day, International Cardigan Day, on November 13th too, which I thought was pretty funny. And
well, that makes sense. Yeah, it should go together.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there's a scene in the movie you'll love when he's on the subway. You're going to see it. You're going to be so touched by it. And I challenge you to hold back a tear, because it's very, very touching, as there are many, many spots throughout the movie, but it demonstrates his kindness. So very cool that a newborn was dressed up as Mr. Rogers. That's great. This next story, a soldier surprises a Georgia student or Georgia students after being pen pals for 13 years. What happened here?
Isn't that so cool? So Army Brigadier General Vincent Bugs, he started being pen pals with this group of kindergartners.
A Brigadier General? Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that cool?
I love it.
So this is back in the 2000s. This is before he was a Brigadier General, but he was deployed to Iraq three different times. And he actually got in touch with this kindergarten class through their little small class from David Emanuel Academy in a little private school in Stillmore, Georgia. He was stationed at, you know, he's from Florida, and so he was connected through his college, his old university, and they wanted him to help him with the geography project. And so this young group of girls starts writing him 13 years ago, and they just kept it up. 13 years they would send care packages, this group of girls, and they never met, which is crazy. You know, they lived 6 hours apart when he wasn't deployed. And so he recently decided that he's going to go meet them. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, to me, it's one of the most touching reunions. I just think he was talking about what their care packages and their letters meant to him, especially while he was deployed. And, you know, it's amazing to me that he had the stamina and the heart to keep writing them all these years, because to take the time to write all these extra people, what a special guy.
After all, he's a general, but, excuse me, Yeah, I am reminded just how touched the military personnel are overseas when they receive a care package, even if it's from a stranger. So don't hold back. A couple other stories you can check out on the website at Bill Martinez Live. Go to Sam's Corner. A cow swept out to sea by Hurricane Dorian. They're found months later. And you got twin brothers celebrating their 100th birthday on Friday. Happy birthday, twin brothers. That's awesome. Samantha Mao, Sam, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, you too, Bill.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your
your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Anytime.